Hello, this is Janine Fraser for CFRU Radio 93.3 FM with the local news for Thursday, March 23rd. The health unit is smoking now, laying 5 more charges against city establishments for allowing patrons to puff away. 4 Guelph bars and restaurants and 1 coffee shop have now been charged for allowing smoking, bringing the total to 7. Included in that group are Phil's Diner and Delaney's Casual Dining, 2 Woodlawn Road establishments that are to appear in court today. Next is Rocco with Campus News.
At an open forum in the University Center courtyard last weekend, the University of Guelph presented its budgetary situation. Just over $11 million is the deficit it faces at present. John Miles, Assistant Vice President of Finance, noted the provincial government's delay in making announcements of the funding Guelph will receive. About 40% of this $11 million is from provision for salary negotiations. The cut announced last year by the Ministry of Agriculture, Food, and Rural Affairs Research contract accounts for 4% of the deficit. Another 4.5% is coming from increased utility costs. Miles made suggestions to bring the deficit down. He suggests provincial grants, year-end savings such as the employer pension contribution holiday, cuts with administrative units, tuition, and enrollment increases.
On Tuesday, March 21st, a group of 4 panelists and many interested people from the Guelph community met in Peter Clark Hall on campus to discuss genetically modified food. The 4 panelists were Dr. Peter Pauls, a plant biology professor at the University of Guelph, Joe Cummins, a professor emeritus at the University of Western Ontario and a former member of Greenpeace, Anne Oakes, a plant biologist at the University of Guelph, and Lauren Hepworth of the Crop Protection Institute and a former member of the National Biotechnology Advisory Council. Opinions ranged from Cummins citing GMOs as dangerous to Pauls, Oakes, and Hepworth saying that GMO technology has great potential, but consumers should have the option of buying properly labeled food.
A little more than a week ago, students packed War Memorial Hall. The infamous Nancy Olivieri, a doctor and researcher at the Hospital for Sick Children, and at the University of Toronto, spoke about her difficulties with the drug company Apotex, who tried to repress the startling results of her research. A couple of years ago, in the summer of 1998, Olivieri alerted doctors and others in the medical community to the possibly fatal side effects of a promising new drug created by Apotex. She did this by publishing her results in the New England Journal of Medicine. Under a signed contract with the drug manufacturer, Olivieri had agreed to only release information with the company's permission. Without consideration of the life-threatening findings of her research, Apotex halted the study and withdrew its funding from Olivieri and her co-researchers. Just afterwards, Olivieri received notice of her dismissal from both the University of Toronto and the Hospital for Sick Children. The one thing she regrets, she says, is signing that contract. After receiving hate mail and being dismissed on what she considers trumpeted-up charges, both institutions have finally apologized for their hasty actions, and Olivieri has been reinstated. To date, Olivieri's research has not been disproved by Apotex or any other independent research. In her speech, Dr. Olivieri showed apparent concern over the increasing trend of universities and hospitals getting much-needed funds through private sponsorship, although she says she is not against corporate sponsorship. She warns that public institutions must be fully aware of the implications of dealing with for-profit sponsors.
Weather for today is to be sunny with a high of 13 degrees Celsius. For Friday, the high will be 15, and rain is forecast for Saturday.
This has been Rocco Giglani and Janine Fraser for Thursday, March 23rd News.